Up on the left a little. Just so it's
that's you.
Yes.
All right.
Awesome.
Like just so it's a little more even.
Catherine Wallach, Assistant Professor of Interior Design at the University of Arkansas's Fay Jones School of Architecture, is busy moving a wagon wheel next to a no ordinary piece of furniture. The piece was designed by renowned American architect Edward Durell Stone. Along with several others, it is part of the Ozark Modern exhibit Catherine is curating at the U of A Fine Arts Center Gallery.
The exhibit is supposed to tell the story of Fulbright Industries furniture, which is a unique one. The genesis of the furniture was the relationship between Senator Fulbright and his childhood friend, Edward Durell Stone. And Fulbright's family had a number of businesses in Fayetteville, including Phipps Lumber and Springfield Wagon Company. And after World War II, those businesses needed to diversify. The demand for wagon wheels was diminishing. And it was natural for Fulbright to ask his friend Stone to design the furniture.
Stone was born and raised in Fayetteville and worked on many iconic structures, including the Rockefeller Center, the Radio City Hall, and the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. However, in Fayetteville, chances are more people know about Fay Jones than Stone.
I think that one thing that happened was that his design work fell out of favor. The kind of work that he was doing was unique. And towards the end of his career, some of those themes became a little bit repetitive. His embassy in New Delhi was probably his best known work, where he had designed a screen wall out of concrete block, which made a whole lot of sense in India, whereas some people might argue that it didn't make as much sense for Carlson Terrace in Fayetteville, Arkansas. When you read his writings, he writes very convincingly about the need for buildings to have strong relationship to their sites and their physical context, but sometimes it's hard in the later work to see those relationships.
According to Catherine, Stone is known for his later work that had romanticism and formalism. His belief in architecture that had a closer relationship to its site is reflected in the furniture that he designed.
The design of this furniture falls at the heels of that exploration, where he was really interested in design that had a sense of place and that was more tactile than the previous work. And so the reason that the title of the exhibit, Ozark Modern, is because normally we don't associate modernism with regionalism in furniture design. The international style, which had been Stone's approach earlier, was meant to be just that, international.
Catherine says some of Stone's furniture pieces were already a part of the Fine Arts Center Gallery when she first moved here 20 years ago. When she became aware of the images of his pieces in the Life magazine, she decided to put together an exhibit. Easy access to both Stone and Fulbright papers at the University of Arkansas Library's Special Collections helped. It has since taken her 2 years to accomplish her goal. She highlights some of Stone's key pieces.
Let's go over to the basket. Another aspect that makes this furniture unique is the weaving of the oak strips, which was done by well-known basket maker George Gibson, who you can see in that image working on a chair panel with some of his relatives and some neighbors. And if you take a look at this basket, if you look down in the bottom of it, you can see that kind of herringbone weave, and then look over here at the chaise, and it's the same weave. and the same weaver. And we're very excited because George's grandson, Terry Gibson, will be doing a demonstration on repairing a plow handle chair.
The collaboration between Edward Durrell Stone and Fulbright Industries didn't last very long. One of the reasons, according to Catherine, was the handcrafted nature of the furniture rendered it expensive. Another reason was the distance between Fayetteville, where the craftsmen were, and New York City, where Stone lived.
For example, when crew here was working on different finishes or different configurations of things to get approval and feedback, they would have to send letters back and forth and pieces of furniture. So, as you can imagine, that was cumbersome and took a lot of time. And I think that the basket weaving is beautiful, but it had functional issues. To be able to put this basket weaving outside, it didn't weather the way it needed to. It's fairly brittle. In addition, if you think about the world in the post-war era, women were wearing stockings. That's not really compatible with sitting on a basket. People got snags on their stockings, or people were not prone to want to buy something that was going to cause that kind of a problem, especially women who had experienced shortages in the decade before.
A life-size drawing of a chaise stands in a corner. Catherine informs it is a scan of the original by Edward Durrell Stone, drawn nearly 60 years ago. Her mission is to introduce Arkansans to the state's rich design history and architectural past with the help of this exhibition. She provides details on the upcoming events.
We're very excited that Hicks Stone is going to be speaking on the 27th. He is Edward Durrell Stone's youngest son and a practicing architect who is also working on a book about his father's work. And he will be talking about his father's Arkansan roots and how that influenced his design work. So I think that should be fascinating. Stone was a really colorful character, and I think people will enjoy learning a little more about him. I will also be giving a few informal gallery talks, including one before Terry Gibson's demonstration on February 8th, for people who want to learn just a little bit more about the furniture and might have questions. I'll be there to answer them and respond to individuals.
The Ozark Modern Edward Durrell Stone's Fulbright Furniture Exhibit will be on display at the U of A Fine Arts Center Gallery from January 10th through February 16th. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.